one would say it is supposed to be very important, but it seems that from the agreements here and there, you know, it is like very shaky. It is like, you know, it's like a game rather than a serious thing, you know. For example, the agreement that they have in Juba for the Sudan itself is no good, and it has a seal of approval of Southern Sudan, of South Sudan. It's just for advertisement, for looking for you know, a grandeur. Because the rebel movement seems to like Southern Sudan rather than other places, and the same thing with Bashar, and because I remember people like Salva Kiir used to accuse him of operating from Sudan and treated like an agent rather than a. So the problem is that the problems are very acute inside both parts of Sudan, and we are like helpless. We are pretend to be very helpless trying to solve these using our own resources, using our own mind, using our own history, using our even our own revolution. This is just in my view is we are complicating each other's problem.
Sudan's peace agreement seems to be at a dangerous juncture after the current escalation between the two main signatories. What can the government in Khartoum do to play a positive role here?
It's just so called in our language called a jawid, go between, and it's just mechanical. It's rather mechanical. You go from this to this, and you get some concessions here and there, and it doesn't work. Mashar and Silver has been at loggerheads since 13 or 14. No one is going to help them, not the international community, not the African Union, the whole tribe, not Kenya, not Uganda. These people should start to address these questions as local. Every politics is local. They are not doing that. They are wasting time, and they are giving people peanuts, giving them false hopes that this is an agreement that this class of people. This is what you call elite in politics. And they are at war. And real war. And they just take time, sometimes it's called hudna. It's ceasefire. It's just ceasefire. It is between Riek Machar and Silva. And here between al-Bashir used to be in Silva. And then between Silva and Bashir or Hano, because the problems of the peace agreement have been frozen during the revolutionary time, during the change in Sudan. But they were there. They're standing up like Abiy, like the, you know, the passage of oil, like Khufrat and Nihas somewhere there in Darfur, and even on the White Nile, they used to have skirmishes, and even on the Blue Nile. So they were just frozen there, waiting to burst out.
You already made a reference to the situation in Sudan with the revolution. So, given the fragile situation in Sudan following the October 25th military takeover, is Sudan in a position to play that positive role to maintain peace in South Sudan? Or do the interests of Sudan's military rulers align with the purpose of maintaining peace in South Sudan?
They don't care for peace, you know. I don't think they care for peace. For example, the Southern Sudan is now having Abdullahi. Okay? He's in Southern Sudan, and he's not. And he has a very extreme, whatever you call it, position on peace, on the peace agreement. They have influence, some influence on the guy in the Nuba Mountains, the guy who controls the Nuba Mountains.
Abdulaziz Al-Hilu.
Abdulaziz Al-Hilu. And they're doing nothing. They just don't care, you know. So this is the reason why I say it is just, we are at play here. Well, it's an elite game. If you're taking it any seriously, you are just prolonging the tormenting of the people, the war between people, the civil wars here and there. So let us call a spade a spade. The hope is in calling them out. They have been, you know, people are hiding these facts from them.